Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. And tonight is, December 18th. Yeah, thank you. I wrote it down even, and I forget it. So December 18th, 2015, and I'm Julia Cannon, and I have here is my sidekick, Shonda Garrison.
Yay!
And we're ready and raring to go here tonight. We're really excited, gearing up for Christmas. And has everybody got this Christmas spirit yet? Do you?
Mine come about 2 days ago.
2 days ago? Yeah. I'm not sure if I have it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it's hit me yet. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. Whatever. I'm watching Christmas movies, trying to see if that'll do it.
Yeah, I think it is.
They make me cry.
Oh.
Does that work?
I don't know if
that mean anything.
Christmas spirit or not. Guess it depends on the family, right?
The family?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like those romantic comedy movies.
I'm a sucker for sappy movies,
yeah,
too.
So anyway. They just happen to have Christmas in them.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's what it is. So, anyway. So, on with the show. and it got cold here. Oh, we had snow last night.
Yeah.
Now, that was supposed to do some... That was cute. It was just enough. It put a little bit of snow on the ground. That was fun. Saw a little bit in the air.
Just enough to make you excited about it, but mm-hmm. not make you have to miss work the next day.
Yeah, and not have to go, ugh.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think our guests saw any. I will ask her in a minute if she ever gets snow, but anyway. But that was really weird, because I remember looking out, because I had a hair appointment, and I came out and was like, snow? What? Snow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, because it's been so warm, and then all of a sudden it was snow.
Yeah.
Okay. But before we get any further, I'd like to give the toll-free number if anybody wants to call in with any questions for our guest tonight. And that number is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. And tonight, I'm really excited to have as our guest, it's Barbara Becker. She's a QHHT practitioner, level 2 practitioner. Really excited to have you, Barbara. And the reason I was saying that about the snow is I think you're in a very warm climate, correct?
Oh, yes. Julie and Shonda, thank you for having me on tonight. The last time it snowed was last year, December 31st.
Okay.
Here in Wickenburg, and it has not snowed here in the last 22 years.
Oh my goodness! I know
of. So it was so cool. And I'm originally from upstate New York, so I know what snow is and blizzards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that's probably why you met. You're in Arizona,
Wickenburg, Arizona, about 50 miles northwest of Phoenix.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah, you just don't see much.
No.
Yes, and that's probably why you moved there. Is that maybe possibly why you moved there? One of the reasons?
My parents moved the family here from Florida in 1969. And so I've been in Arizona since then. So I'm a veteran. So.
Yeah, and if you were upstate New York, you probably did see your fair share of snow.
Oh, yeah.
And ice. And
it was the best part of the life because it was when I was a child. And that's where you get just to play in the snow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You love it.
Not to go up there and work and actually drive and shovel.
Yeah. You just, and then you get bored when they say you have to stay home and you can't go out in it. You know, your parents won't drive in it. You're like, what? Why? I don't understand. What's wrong? Mm-hmm. You just get to stay home from school.
Oh, yeah. That was the great part of it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, but that's what was fun yesterday because it was just a little bit of, it was just a tiny bit. I mean, it maybe I had a quarter of an inch. Mm. It was just a little dusting. It was beautiful. Just enough to be pretty.
Yes.
Yeah, it just covered the grass. It didn't even like cover the cement at all because it melted just as soon as it hit the cement. So.
Oh, that's a little. That's a light. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just enough. Be pretty. And then goodbye. Anyway, welcome, and so glad to have you here.
Thank you.
I want to first of all, what I like to do is I like to have everyone share how they kind of got here before we go into kind of your adventures within QHHT. But you know, just kind of share your journey about how you even got to where you found QHHT, because those are so fun just to even find out how people even found it, stumbled into metaphysics, let alone QHHT, you know, because it comes from so many varied places.
Yes, yes. And well, one of my mandatory missions on this planet was I had to write and publish my autobiography. And I did everything except that. I diverted myself to other activities, and it got to the point where I just basically gave up on everything in 2009. And I had a kick in the butt psychic medium reading who said, "You need to write that book." So that's out there. That was accomplished in 2012. However, back in 1986, I was 31 years old, and I was in a near-fatal automobile collision, level one trauma. I was a critical care nurse, and I ended up in intensive care as a patient for the first time.
That would be one of my nightmares.
Yeah.
I used to work in intensive care, and I said that would be one of my nightmares, would be to wake up from an accident in intensive care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I had a lot of broken bones. I had both lungs were collapsed and bleeding, and I made a complete recovery within 6 weeks, which is unheard of.
Yes.
And then that actually was my first date with my husband. We married a year and a half later, and I went on and traveled around the world with him for the next, let's say, 10 years. And in 1997, I saw a Meet Your Guardian Angel play shop invitation. And I thought, oh, that'd be kind of fun. I don't communicate with my angels because I was brought up Catholic, and I was taught that you have a guardian angel, give it a name, and that was it. We never talked about it again. And now the very, very beginning of my metaphysical opening was I was working in the emergency room as a nurse, and I had menstrual cramps. And one of my fellow nurses, who was an energy worker, said, "Come here, just relax, just stand here, and I'm going to take away your pain." And I said, "All right." I was very, very skeptical. And she just basically put her hands around my body, my pelvic area, and toward my back, and I was saying out loud, showing everybody, "It's not working, it's not working, it's working, it's working."
And now, what year was this?
This was 97. So that was my very first introduction to energy medicine. And I said to myself, well, maybe that's what I needed to do to get me off of my skeptical frame of perception. And what a wonderful way to do this with an angel communicator at a Meet Your Guardian Angel play shop. So there were 16 of us women from the hospital, and we listened to an angel communicator tell us about angels, tell us about how we can communicate with our extra senses, which I didn't know about. And so we had an empty living room. Everybody lay down on the floor. We had a beautiful meditation she put us through. And she told us, "Now you're going to either see or feel, you may hear your guardian angel. They will communicate some way with you. Everyone in the room had an encounter but me. And I thought, wow, it's not working. So, but what was interesting was after that meditation, I spoke with the angel communicator and I said, well, for some reason, I have this ability to be able to read a person within 5 minutes. I just knew about them. And my track record was 100% because at that time I was a nursing education director. And I could tell whether someone was going to stay employed or not. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter anything about them. I just knew it. And another uncanny thing I shared with her is that as a critical care nurse, I knew when people were going to die before they died. And she explained to me that I was very sensitive and I'm very, very claircognizant. And so I could actually feel the spike of the energy changing. That's, and that information was being given to me. So I went home the next morning. I was laying in bed and I did the same meditation she gave us. My third eye opened up for 3 seconds. I saw a little movie. And got up, had my breakfast, went to the bathroom, took off my PJs, and I saw these first-degree burn marks on my chest in the formation of the sun where my hands were.
Wow.
And promptly, it freaked me out. I ran to the phone. I called the angel communicator, and I said, what is this? And she said, well, Barbara, you're the most skeptical person in the room that night. And people who are skeptical need tangible evidence that our angels are here. That's
your
tangible.
Now, where have we seen this?
And she said, oh, and by the way, you're a healer. And I said, whatever that is. And I said, well, okay. The next morning, I did the meditation again. And that's when my third eye opened up. And there I saw this angel, and then I asked the angel, what is your name? And I saw the name in flaming letters in the middle of the air, Solarius, which means of the sun. And I said, well, thank you so much. And then I called the angel communicator and said, I want a reading. I want an angel reading. I want to know what is going on here. And that's when it all opened up, and I began going to workshops and conferences, having readings. And that's when all the fear came up because I was getting downloads of information. I was wondering why nobody's talking about this. Nobody. Mm-hmm. And so I went on moving forward, learned Reiki. And then eventually I had a condition called, physical urticaria. Are you familiar with that? It's where all the mast cells of the body are irritated all at the same time. It's like having a profound allergic reaction. So I was sitting at home by myself, and all of a sudden, I just felt very weird. So I ran to the bathroom. I saw my face was starting to swell. All my skin was bright red. And I felt that I was going to die. So I went to the emergency room and they started pumping me with medicines for the allergic response. My blood pressure was 200 over 120. Pulse rate was over 180. And what happens is you have this sensation where you cannot exhale your air out of your lungs. So you start grunting. Okay. It's a very uncomfortable sensation to go through. And yet, as a critical care nurse, you know you're not going to die from this, but that impending doom feeling is, it's like a struggle with you.
Sure.
Okay. So that's when I had to start taking antihistamines around the clock just to feel normal. Did that for 2 years. And after that, I said, you know, I'm tired of taking drugs. I want to get healed. I came home from a vacation. I saw this little advertisement for a modality by a practitioner for Jinshin Jitsu. Comes from Japan. It's like Reiki, all right? And I called the practitioner up and I said, I don't know what you do, but I know you're the one that's going to help me get rid of the physical urticaria. And she said, well, I haven't tried that one, but I'm willing to do it with you. I said, all right. So this was once a month treatment for a year. And in that time, Julia, I had already begun to learn about that people have past lives, that we reincarnate. I was having spontaneous past life regression episodes. I had no one to guide me, to tell me what's going on. I had to tell myself, you're fine, you're safe, you need to see this.
Now, what time period are we still in? Are we still in the 90s, the late
90s? We're now in about 2001, 2002, okay. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So I had to go through this process of looking at all the qualities and attributes that I've had in prior lives that we carry with us, and they're sitting in our energy fields, and it comes in toward the body, and then it manifests out through different symptoms, yes, and diseases and conditions, as you know.
Yes.
And I kept a journal of exactly where these things were in my body. And
wow.
So by the end of the year, well, this was very interesting. The last session, I was laying on the Reiki table. The practitioner had her hands on my ankles, standing at the foot of the table. Mm-hmm. And I saw this blue energy form trying to come into my body. It was kind of jagged. And I said, come on, it's okay. It jumped in my body. A Native American male spirit began chanting, took over my vocal cords. Mm-hmm. And then it evolved into high angelic tones. And this went on for 5 minutes without a breath. And when it finished, it was done. And the practitioner came, walked over toward me and said, what was that? And I explained to her what happened. And I sat up and I said, we're done. It's gone. And so I was driving down the road to work the next day, and my angels told me, you can stop your birth control pills because you don't need to take them anymore for your dysmenorrhea. And I said, oh, I was just going to finish out the pack. No, stop it now. They not only took care of my physical urticaria, my dysmenorrhea was gone, and my seasonal allergies. It's been 13 years. I have no allergies. People are sneezing all around me. So this proved to me was that we have the ability to heal ourselves if we're willing to do the inner work.
Yes. That is the key right there.
Exactly. Yes. It's tough, but I tell you, it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. So look all the money I've saved, not going to the doctors anymore, not buying those medications. Yeah. Yeah. So that was that. I eventually became a Reiki master. I began doing angel readings. I was so sensitive to people. I was nervous doing an angel reading in front of them. What I would do is people would call me and say, I need an angel reading right now. I said, okay, come on over. And I would go outside, sit down. And I'd ask my angels, okay, what do you want me to tell them? And I would just take notes. And then when they came over, I'd just tell them, okay, here's what they said. And the client would say, you answered all my questions. So that's how I started out doing angel readings. And since then, I evolved and became a trans channel.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so let's move forward to 2013. I became interested in learning about the Arcturians, and I had read a couple books, and it was mentioned that in order to communicate with them, you when you have an encounter, you need to be in the fifth dimension, and that usually occurs when we're asleep. I was guided to go into the woods in northern Arizona and camp out for the night. So I set up my camp, later went to sleep, woke up the next morning. I don't remember my dream. Oh, well, maybe I met them, maybe I didn't. Oh, well. So I had my breakfast. It was a very nice time and went back to the ranch here. And I was talking with a woman in Sedona, and she was regressed by your mom years ago. And it's in her book, okay? Found out she's a Syrian ambassador. And she's been taken above onto ships her whole life, even while she was wide awake, her and her mom, okay? And I told her what I had done. She says, you know, Barb, you should find a practitioner for QHHT and have your own session. I said, oh, okay. So I looked up a practitioner and got the phone number, wrote it down, put it on a piece of paper. That was it. I said, okay, I'll call when I get back over to the Phoenix area. And I went into the living room and did my yoga meditation. And while I'm in my meditation, my third eye opened up. I saw the whole movie. The spaceship coming down. I saw myself walking out of my tent, going on board the ship, laying on a table, seeing this long probe going into my left thigh. The next morning, by the way, I had a red raised area where that probe was. And while I'm there, I was looking at the Arcturians, and I said, oh, what is that for? And they said, we're upgrading your light codes for another implant. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I saw myself go off of the ship and back into my tent. So that was technically a past life regression.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah, it was a regression.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you're talking about time, okay.
Exactly.
So I contacted one of the practitioners named Holly Duckworth, and I asked her, you know, what is, you know, QHHT? I hadn't heard of it before. And she gave me the rundown and basically said, come up with your questions. I came up with about 60 questions. And she came over to my place, and I was on my Reiki table, and we did the regression. And basically, I had asked for I had a hypothyroid, so I was taking a homeopathic preparation.
Okay.
And my thyroid was healed. She said that during the session, she saw my whole body turned into a waveform right in front of her.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
Yeah. And I received information about where I walked with Jesus. I was among his entourage. And I learned from him, and then I was at his crucifixion. And then when I was in my later years, I taught what he taught.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And it was a very lovely life, and went through the death process, and it was very, very beautiful. So, yeah, it was a very good session. And Holly called me a couple days later and said, I'd like to do another session with you because I've never heard a subconscious talk like yours talk. I want to find out who they are. So I said, sure. So I went over to her place and we did the regression. This time I was shown more information of parallel lives, what I'm also doing out there and on the planet. And it was fun. And so when we found out that my higher self is a collective of beings from the great central sun, and they said, Barbara is part of us and we're a part of her. You know, she thinks she's separate, but she's not. So, and at that time, I was also trans-channeling my higher self And so now I was doing this mathematical language, which is one of the gifts I brought in with me. And I do that for groups of people.
Well, that's interesting. So what do you mean by that?
Okay, so now let's go back to 2003. I received a shamanic opening ceremony by a shaman here in the Phoenix area. That meant we spent a whole day on a mountaintop filled with white quartz. Okay. And in that day, he opened up my gift. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't know what it is until it comes out. So yeah. The next morning, about, I think it was about 2:45 in the morning, I woke up and I saw myself as a star through my third eye going across the outer space from left to right. My right arm went up in the air, and I'm laying in bed. My right arm started making symbols in the air. So, okay. The next night, I was on my right side. My left arm went up, and I have no control over it. Okay. And so that was that. I was invited to a shamanic meditation group with the same shaman. And it was about 12, a small group, about 12, 15 of us. I was sitting up front in one of the chairs, and the shaman was playing a didgeridoo. Mm-hmm. We were in a beautiful meditative state. He saw a blue light above my head, and he was guided to put his hand up where he was sitting and just go make a downward motion. When he did that, the blue light went into inside my head, and my arms went up in the air, and I just started making symbols with my fingers and hands. And I'm in an altered state of consciousness. Afterwards, he told me that while I was doing that, everyone in the room had some part of their body twitching.
Okay.
Yeah. So he shared with me, he said, Barb, whatever you're doing, it's causing some form of healing for everybody, whatever it is. So the next month, he asked me to come again. This time, I lay down on the floor because now I was receiving downloads of attunements and also releasing. And you can't tell the difference between the two. Basically, Julia, it looks like I'm having a convulsion. Because of the energies coming in, but of course it's not because we don't have the symptoms or signs of a convulsion. Mm-hmm. And it's always done where I'm very safe in a chair or on bed. Mm-hmm. And so I started going to other groups and doing this form of healing where I had to lay on the floor and look like a spastic chicken. Receiving. Now this takes a lot of courage to be exposing yourself this way.
Right.
Not understanding what is going on, but just allowing this to evolve. Mm-hmm. And again, the next group had about 20 people, and they were all twitching some part of their body. I also started speaking this language. And now this language is inside my head. It's 24/7. I can push it back where it doesn't bother me. Doesn't interfere with my conversations with people, mm-hmm. and I can bring it forward, and I also can channel it, or speak it. Mm-hmm. I did see myself in a lucid dream up on my spaceship. I have a spaceship that's a research and learning center, and I was talking with one of my shipmates, and I asked, so what is this? And they said, it's a mathematical language. And that's all I was given.
There you go.
They told I was told by a spirit that channeled by another trance channel that the more I don't know about it, the more powerful it is. And in learning trance channeling, I found out that this language comes from source. It bypasses the ego and goes straight into the person's subconscious. So I can't interpret it, the person. Well, people receive information. They see angels in the room. They see loved ones who crossed over come and talk with them, give them messages. Mm-hmm. People have pain goes away. It doesn't matter if it's dental, bone. People feel that their spinal columns line up and their back pain goes away. They can, all this is happening mm-hmm. during these sessions. And I remember it was the third session that the shaman asked me to come. He said, "You're doing some significant work here, so we want you up here with us." And I remember one woman said, "So what are you doing?" I said, "I don't know. It just comes through. So I'm a channel. That's what it is. It's so right. Now I've come to understand it's the higher self."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now we come to QHHT, and now my journey has brought me along the way of learning about communication with our star brothers and star sisters. People call them either ETs or aliens. I have met them. I've had conversations with them. I've had numerous times where I have implants put in. It's all for the good. Nothing bad about this at all. And that I have learned about different forms of meditations, yoga, tai chi, qigong. My studies have brought me to this point where, and in learning that when I asked, what is going on when I am channeling these energies? And I was told, basically, you take a person in their past life, you heal them and bring them back. Now, I don't go that far. I say it's them that's doing it, all right? But this is helping me to understand what's going on. Right. So after my first two sessions, now let's go last year, 2014, September. Holly calls me up, the QHHT practitioner, and says, "Hey, would you consider becoming a practitioner? Because what you do, because you can't explain it, it's really hard for people to understand, even though they feel the changes. But this is actually, it's recorded, and people can hear themselves healing themselves." Mm-hmm. So I said, let me do my own QHHT and myself. So that afternoon, I laid on my bed, and I put myself into that beautiful theta level. And just like Google Earth, I was taken off the planet and put into Pompeii, Italy, before Mount Vesuvius.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I saw Holly and I were both men, and we were metal workers. I was more like the salesperson, so to speak, and negotiator. And we were the ones that installed the pipes in Herculaneum, otherwise as Ercolano, Italy, and Pompeii. You know, the water system there. I have been there. I've seen those pipes. And so I asked my higher self, "Is QHHT in alignment with my soul path?" And I was told, "Very much so." "Okay, thank you very much." Brought myself up and out, called her. I said, "Yeah, I think I want to do this." So I took the online course. And during the online course, I received downloads of healing energies. I sat there and I said, "Oh my goodness, this is sacred work," which I now call sacred service.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then I took the exam. My angels told me I'd pass it with flying colors, and I did. And then I started try to find out who would like to do this, have these sessions, because, you know, we need to do them to get the practice in.
Right.
And so I have a dear friend who, the angel communicator I spoke of earlier, she put it out on Facebook that I was offering these sessions for free. I needed 33 volunteers, so to speak. I filled up my calendar from December to May within 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I did talk with your mom, because I do communicate with those who crossed over. And I said, Dolores, I said, you know, I do have some bills to pay. So can I sandwich in people who will give me some money for this? And she said, yeah. So that's what I did. And it worked out beautifully. Now, I'd like to say something that I did share with you at the Level 2 course, if I may, about your mom. The day of her memorial service, November 9th, that was in Arkansas.
Yes.
And here in Wickenburg, during that time, I went into meditation. And I was not expecting this at all. She appeared in my bedroom in the form of a ball of purple light. And she began speaking to me. And she was glad that I am now doing the QECC work, helping to continue this work. And she said, I will be with you in every session. I said, oh, wow, thank you. And then Julia, my heart chakra just opened up so wide, I could hardly contain the amount of love pouring in. I had tears just flowing. When it gets that amount,
yeah,
you can't contain it. So tears flow. It was very, very, very beautiful. She has kept her word. And every session from the first one, she's been with me. And she guides me. In the beginning, she was saying, okay, move him forward. Now move him back. You know, and or if I have a question.
One step two.
I can, you know, go into counsel with her. It's all within seconds. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had one client. I haven't written this session up to share with my fellow practitioners. There was one where I was a little concerned, wondering if this person was mentally prepared for a QHG session. And I'm sitting there, boy, you know, I drove all these hours to this person, and what do? Do I get up and walk away? And so I said, I need help here in understanding if I can go forward or not. Right. I consulted your mother, mm-hmm. and she did something. She gave me a signal that I know that it's one of my favorite signals. So she tapped into something that I know for sure. And so it was in the affirmative. Then I also asked my higher self, mm-hmm. do I have the green light? Yeah. And so they gave me the green light. So we did have the session. It was phenomenal. Okay.
Okay.
And so, yeah, this quantum healing hypnosis technique is so comprehensive, covers all bases, is so comfortable, protective, safe, loving, caring, amazing, amazing.
And you've been having fantastic sessions.
Oh, amazing sessions. Would you like to hear about some of them?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then I want you to share that story that you were telling me about on the email as well.
Oh, okay. You want me to do that first as a little break?
Sure. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
That was funny. I'm
gonna hear a second. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. All right. I was reading your mother's book, mm-hmm. and this was the Convoluted Universe, Book 5, mm-hmm. Chapter 8, I Am You, page 111. And your mom shared a story where she saw a huge pile of toilet paper on the hotel bathroom floor after her client used the toilet. And she wondered, where did it come from? How did it appear so quickly? You know, because she asked the
client. She thought the client did it, you know, because she had just been in there. And then she, you know, went in after the person. She thought, well, why'd she do that? What's going on?
it would seem like bizarre behavior, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. It was almost like a whole roll of toilet paper.
And then we would think, well, that's being irresponsible to be wasting paper.
But when she came out, she said something to the girl, and she said, no, it wasn't anything there when I went in there, when I left.
Yeah. So I had the exact same thing happened to me in 2002. I was working in an insurance company, and at the time, I was reading a workbook about being psychic, and I did the exercises in it, which meant I was writing my answers on a legal pad paper. Uh-huh. So I went to the bathroom at work, and I went to the handicap stall because it was the farthest one in, and I went in and saw a huge pile of toilet paper on the floor next to the toilet. And I thought, well, I guess somebody's up to shenanigans. Maybe someone's not happy or something. And a couple of days later, I saw the same pile again in the same stall. And I said out loud, because I was the only one in the bathroom, who is wasting? I didn't even get to finish my question, and the answer just popped in my head. I'm the one wasting paper because I'm already psychic and I really don't need to be doing the exercises in the workbook. So, yeah, I got it. Now, I feel that this is the subconscious way of giving us a message. And did your mother ever figure out what the message was?
Don't recall that she did. I think, as I recall, they just wound it back up, you know, knowing my mother, they just wound it back up so they could use it, you know, but that was the end of it. But I don't know that they ever concluded anything from it. Unless she probably said, well, they're here. That would have been all that she got from it. They're here and they're ready to go. But so, because it had been one of those, we need proof things.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fascinating.
Because it was right before the session, so.
Yeah. But has anybody else, since the book came out, has anybody else shared with you?
No, the first person that said anything like that.
Okay. This will be interesting if anybody else comes up with this. Maybe you could turn it to a little story, the Toilet Paper Chronicles.
Exactly. Exactly. That'd be funny. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So, I facilitated a QHET session for a client. This was my 16th one.
Okay.
And this was a woman who had left shoulder pain, neck area, and spasms for 5 years. She was, mm-hmm. She has to get her husband to help smooth that out and relax her.
Mm-hmm.
And she also had interstitial cystitis, which is, you know, irritation of the bladder. So her main concern in her everyday life is, where's the next toilet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So she went into a past life, and she was shown that she was a male judge in English Parliament. And Parliament was established, what, in the 1200s or 1300s, okay. In the very beginning, okay? At that time, he mediated land disputes between people.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot in the left shoulder, same area, by people who wanted to control him. And he kept his integrity and refused to be bought. And he died right there on the steps of Parliament. When I talked to the subconscious said, now that she is aware of that cellular memory, she no longer needs it. And
what was tying the two together to this life? Why did it, at that point, what started it at 5 years ago? You know, was there something that started it, that triggered it 5 years ago?
Had
for 5 years.
No.
Did you remember that by any chance?
Well, back then, number 16, I wasn't that savvy.
True. Yeah, exactly. And I'm sorry I put you on the spot like that, but it's like, that's like me. It's like, what? I wonder what started that.
Yes.
I'm looking at that. What was the thread?
And ever since I learned that, I've been asking people, so when did that start? You know,
yes,
what
exactly.
Was going on? Some people say, I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah. Others can pinpoint it to some change or event. Yeah.
And we can only speculate now as to, you know, maybe it was an age. A similar age, or maybe there was somebody that came into her life that was one of those people. Who knows? Yeah, there's something happened there. Yeah. Okay.
But the good news is, talking to her a month later, she said, Barb, from that very first session, that day after it, no neck pain, no more spasms. In fact, she told her husband, honey, have you noticed I don't have you massage my neck anymore, my shoulder? Yeah. Now, the interstitial cystitis, the root cause is stress. So it was very beautiful. The subconscious, she had to go to the bathroom twice during her session. And I helped her to know that when she came back from the bathroom, as soon as she lays down, she's going to go really deeper and we're just going to pick up where we left off.
Mm-hmm.
And that did just beautiful both times. Mm-hmm. Then a third time came. And so I thought, let's just jump in here and ask the subconscious to, you know, heal this.
Yeah.
And so they did. And it was so funny. After they finished the healing on the bladder, they said, can she go now? So, oh, yes, of course. So she goes to the restrooms, comes back, and I get this intuitive download. And I said, oh, so was the healing that you just did that cause her bladder to fill up? And so, and then going to the bathroom, was that a release of all that? And they said, yes.
Aha.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I'm happy to share with you that in the 1 month follow-up, she said she doesn't have to worry about bathrooms anymore. So there's beautiful,
absolutely,
powerful confirmation of this work.
I mean, that's freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you just have to find out where it comes from. What's the core?
Yeah.
What's the core issue? And then you just...
Yeah, you ask anybody who's ever had a bladder infection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now I know what these dear people who have this condition go through. But if they can get to a QHHT practitioner and be willing to dive in and find out what this is all about,
right?
This is possible.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, here's another one. This is
very... Don't you find this just fascinating work?
Oh, I just love it. I told Holly, I look forward to every one. It's amazing.
That's what we all, Suzanne, we're always just like, don't we have the best jobs in the world?
Yes. Yes. I love my life. I love this service. I love helping people. And I love the fact that we can be the person next to our client and watch over them and make sure that they're comfortable and that their experience is the best experience for them. And it doesn't matter how the session goes for each client. Everyone receives exactly what they need, and I am seeing healing, even when it doesn't go like a what you would call a typical past life regression session. And here's a good example. I had a client. He came to a hotel here and found out he didn't sleep at all the night before because he was so anxious. Okay. And so he didn't sleep, and he was getting like yawning while I was talking. And I thought, okay, he's going to be fine with this. So we started his session, and he went right into snoring. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to elevate my voice. Uh-huh. That didn't work. I was almost yelling. And he was just too deep. So I brought him up and out, and I told him, I want you to take a nap for a couple hours. I'll go back home, eat lunch, and I'll come back, and we'll start all over, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. And I even made adjustments for his upper part of his body, elevating him on pillows. He went right back into snoring. And I went ahead and read through his questions and asked for the healings that he wanted to have. Mm-hmm. And you know, did the best I could. Now, he was the only client in this whole year of QHHT sessions that I did not record because it was just snoring. Yeah. And I offered him another session, uh-huh. You know, another time if you'd like to do that for free. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the next day he told me that he had the worst headache of his life. Now, I didn't tell you. He had a lot of problems going on, but one of the main ones was his migraine headaches. He was getting 30 Botox injections a month, plus goodness. All the heavy-duty meds he's on. God bless him. And he said he had the worst headache of his life. Now, you know, as a critical care nurse, someone tells you that, you know, you're calling 911. You're getting them to the emergency room, right? He said, then it just went away, gone. And he said that his tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, mm-hmm. of 18 years, gone. He is tickled pink for his session.
Okay.
See, a guy snores yeah. through it, and he still gets healing.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. I know. So that's what we're always saying. Just it may not go the way you expect it to go, or, you know, the practitioner or the client. I mean, it's like, so we're always saying, don't have expectations. Just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they have told me, and I loved what you were saying too, because you confirmed it for me, but they have told me healing happens in every session.
Yes.
So you have to trust and believe that. Yes. So yes. There you go. I mean, what better proof do you have? I mean,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And when I talked earlier about those Jinsen Jitsu sessions I had back in the early 2000s, it was the days that I was driving to the practitioner's office and I didn't have a clue what I was going to work on. Those were the days I had the most profound healings. And so when I hear later, now, people are saying, you know, don't have any expectations. I tell them, don't, because that's when it really works beyond your wildest imagination. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's probably one of the hardest things, though. It is. And I understand. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So we have like 1 minute. So I want you to, before we... I know it just went by so fast. Can you tell everybody how they can find you if they would like to have a session with you, if they would like to talk with you or anything? So give me your contact details.
Sure, sure. I do a pre-talk over the phone. Mm-hmm. It's BarbaraBeckerHealing.com is my website. So that's BarbaraBeckerHealing.com. Or they can write directly robertbeckerhealing@gmail.com. I have a contact page on my website.
Okay, that's very simple. That's
yes. Simple. Or find a practitioner portal of the new QHHTofficial.com website.
Yes.
So
yeah, we have lots of places on my network.
You're very welcome.
Yes. Yes, and thank you. Yeah, you've been helping us so much to help work out the bugs in the system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the website's getting better and better every day.
Yes.
And yeah, so people can find a practitioner near them. And but thank you so much. And I see our time is okay. Really up now. So but thank you, Barbara. It has been wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. And I just want to let everybody know that because we're at Christmas and have New Year, we won't be here for the next 2 weeks. So our next show, our next live show will be January 8th. So I want to wish everyone, I'm waving at this little man here, wish everyone Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, because it'll be a while before we see you again. So we love you all, and we'll see you then.